The truth about recruiting that will transform your results. This is the Recruit Me Athletic Scholarship Podcast, episode number 164. Welcome to the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. I'm John Kugler, athletic scholarship coach and a dad of two scholarship athletes. I'm also the CEO of Recruit Me, podcaster, author, and speaker. Our sponsor is my book, The Athletic Scholarship Playbook, a complete college recruiting roadmap for high school athletes and parents. It's available on Amazon, of course. This podcast is 15 minutes that will change your scholarship future. So I dig in, I give you takeaways you can use immediately. Now, you can find every episode on my website, recruitme.com, but it's easier on an app, which is what you might be using right now. Your favorite app, you can find the Recruit Me Athletic Scholarship Podcast. So thank you for joining me. And as we're hitting the fall together, there's something that I felt was extremely important to share because you've got the fresh start of the fall. You're moving forward. And I just want to set you in the right direction. So I could have called this the truths about recruiting that will transform your results, because we're going to go through some of these truths. Well, I'm heading out of town, in fact, out of the country. And when this episode releases, I will actually be in the air on my way to West Africa. Yeah, I got to go there for a few days with the work that I'm doing. I work for an organization that does radio broadcasting all around the world. We cover over 4 billion people in our coverage areas. Great if we had 4 billion listeners. We don't, but at least the coverage area, it blankets the world. So I'm going over, and we're looking at doing something with our programming at a new facility that we have. So you listen, think of me in the air, all right? I was going to say, yeah, I'm going over there to do some recruiting, but I'm not. I've been doing this with Recruit Me for nearly 20 years now. And if you know anything about me, it all started with our twin sons. Our daughter, actually, she was 2 years ahead of them. She went on to pursue music, which meant that we had one kid in college with two more on the way as twins. Talk about double the expense. We were looking at that, and I was highly motivated to work alongside them to pursue an athletic scholarship. And it worked out. We were blessed. It really worked out. So Recruit Me was born out of that. And I've been doing it along with other work that I've been doing for almost 20 years, mostly in broadcasting. That's why I love podcasting. This is like I'm in my zone here. I love doing this. This is Recruit Me is that, and just have been keeping it going for almost 20 years now. And the things I want to share with you in this episode truly will transform your results. If you keep these things in mind, and as we talk about these truths, we're going to juxtapose them to some things that are false, some fallacies. So you can make sure you're really zeroing in, you're on target. Some of these things I'll be talking about are maybe principles on the fallacy side that you really were sure were true. And I want to help you just get rid of that and pursue the truth in this episode. One of those fallacies is when parents think that their son or daughter is talented and maybe highly talented, and they really are highly talented. Parent, you're right on target with where their talent level is, that college coaches are going to find your son. They're going to find your daughter. Your son or daughter is going to automatically get on their radar. You would think that would be true. I mean, you've got all these coaches looking for athletes. They're looking for recruits. It's highly competitive out there from a coach's standpoint, and of course, highly competitive for you as a family, for your son or daughter. However, talent alone does not get you on a coach's radar. And you could wait. You could wait forever. The reality is this truth, this one truth that will help transform your results, is that just a small percentage, I mean, you're talking probably the top 1% or so nationally, receive enough media attention that they're automatically recruited without having to really try. They're on the list. Coaches are looking for them. But other than that, most athletes do not receive scholarships because a college coach just happened to find them or happened to find her. You know, that other 99% have to take the initiative to contact the schools where they have an interest. And that's the truth that I want to share with you. This is just one. I'm going to see if I can go through five truths that will help you stay on target. If I can get to 10, I'll do that too. But 99% of the athletes, and I'm talking about athletes that are talented and some highly skilled athletes that locally you may be known really well. Your son or daughter may be known really well, but outside the local area, nobody's heard of them. These athletes have to take the initiative to contact the schools, to contact the coaches where they have an interest. You know, most schools' recruiting budgets are limited. We think of football and basketball, and that's really where the money sports are, and there is a lot of money there for recruiting. However, that's not all schools. That's not every D1 school, and certainly not D2 or D3, have huge recruiting budgets. I know because I've talked with coaches about their recruiting budgets. Coaches do rely on you to contact them first. They don't have the time. They don't have the budget to travel around the country to see your son or daughter compete. They use video. They look at stats. They check out references. They do all that before they'll watch your son or daughter in person. So those videos, the stats, the references, those are key tools for coaches in the recruiting process. I like what one coach said, Pat Dolan, and Pat is a baseball coach at St. Cloud State. He says, "You aren't a recruit until a coach knows about you." I love that. And a coach is going to know about you when you go and take the initiative. You might think that, to market my son or daughter, to really promote them out there, that seems kind of business-like. Got news for you. It is a business. It's a big money business, and maybe you knew that. But you've got to do that. You've got to market and promote your son or daughter to make that initial contact. It's the norm. Don't think that you're doing something that's strange, that coaches are going to think you're kind of weird and they don't want to hear from you. Well, parent, they don't want to hear from you. They want to hear from your son or daughter, by the way. That's a big one. But make the effort, and that's really where the scholarships come. That's the start. You've got to make the effort. Coaches expect you to do that. So that's a truth that I wanted to share with you, that you have to take the initiative to contact schools where you have an interest. You do that, and that's one truth that will transform your results. That's foundational. I mean, if you get that, that is the foundation that you build your recruiting plan from. Okay, let's go on to the second one here. Time is moving real quickly. We're halfway through this episode. I'm only on number two. There's a thought out there, which is a fallacy, it's not true, that grades aren't that important. And now this is more on the athlete's standpoint, athlete's viewpoint, than it is parents. Parents, you know how important grades are. And the athlete's going to think that, well, my talent, if I'm a talented athlete and I've got poor grades, then my talent will offset those grades. The coaches can get me into the school, despite the fact that my grades, my scores, don't really qualify for that school. The coach will pull me up. He's got kind of this, maybe he's got some opportunities, a few opportunities, a few cards that he can play. I want to be one of those cards. Well, that's not true. That's just not true. The opposite is true. Poor grades shut off a coach's interest more quickly than almost anything else. The coach is not there to try to get you in. You need to be the athlete, the student athlete that gets in to that school. You need to have the grades. You need to have the test scores. Even before coaches evaluate your talent, your athletic talent, they can take a look at your GPA, your test scores, and make a decision about moving forward at that point. I tell the story, my wife and I, it seems like yesterday, we were in Arizona, in Phoenix. Our sons were in a showcase. They were, and we were just kind of walking the stands, a lot of coaches there. The coaches weren't allowed to talk to the athletes. They weren't allowed to talk to the parents, but we kind of looked over some shoulders, and we looked over the shoulder of this one coach, and he was crossing athletes off the list, not even looking out on the field, but he was crossing athletes off the list. And what we found out later is he was making his first evaluation based on GPA and test scores even before watching any of the athletes compete. He didn't want to waste his time. And there are a lot of schools out there that are doing that. They have minimum academic requirements. Coaches usually can't get around those. It's true, they can submit a list of prospective students or borderline to the admissions office, but you need to be very close to qualifying. And what's more, schools get penalized when athletes don't complete the 4 years in school. These coaches are not looking at just getting you in, but they're looking ahead to see that you are going to be able to stay there. It's much more demanding when you're competing in college on the field and when you're competing as a student, when you're that student athlete in college. Coaches want to have you there for the long haul. They'd love to have you there all 4 years. So they're looking ahead to see, are you the kind of athlete that can stick around all 4 years? That's what they're looking at. So the truth is that poor grades will shut off a coach's interest more quickly than anything else. Keep that in mind. Keep that in your back pocket right now as we talk. And it's one of those truths about recruiting that will transform your results. You got to transform your academics or shoot for schools that fit not only athletically, but academically, your level and your interest. Not just your level of test scores and grades, but does that school have the kind of courses, have the major that you might be looking for? Might be too early to decide what major you're going to pursue, but does the school have those interests? So that's the second truth. The third one, and the fallacy that I want to introduce in this one is, I don't even know how to say this. It's without being derogatory. Okay, so you're in these conversations with coaches, and they're saying a lot to you. And, man, you're believing it. You're believing it 100%. But you got to remember that you can't believe everything they promise during the recruiting process. I guess the fallacy is that you do believe everything. However, here's reality. Coaches over-recruit. It's kind of like the airlines where, you know, you're sitting there, you're waiting, and they're asking for people to give up their seat for $200, $300, $400, $500 because they're overbooked, they're overfilled, because they know that people will cancel or just won't show up. So they have to overfill. Coaches have to over-recruit. They don't want to come down to the deadline and be short of athletes. They know there'll be some attrition. Athletes will look at other places, they'll get signed by other schools. So they have to over-recruit. That's what happens. And sometimes, as they talk to prospects, they can over-promise, overstate. And that's why you must question the coaches, have good in-depth interviews, and have them be point blank with you. If you're not sure about some of the statements they're making, you need to make sure that you ask them again and talk through that more deeply. You don't want to have a situation where you enroll and what was presented, and this happens a lot, is not reality. What was presented at the recruiting time was not reality once you get there. Now, that's not always the case. I don't want to paint a bad picture of college coaches. Most of them are dedicated to their programs and their athletes, and most of them are honest. But be careful. As I said, ask questions. Dig deep. Get to know the coach's character. Check into the coach. Find things online that you can read a whole lot about these coaches and these programs. It's very important. One college coach told me this. I remember this. I quote this in my athletic scholarship playbook. Check everything a coach says. check everything a coach says. Hey, they're checking you as a student athlete. They're not just going to go on reputation. They are checking things out, and you need to check things out as well. So I guess the truth here is be careful, ask questions. Be careful, ask questions to respond to the fallacy that I can believe everything the coaches say and promise during the recruiting process. Oh man, we are only three truths into this. I wanted to make sure I covered them thoroughly, but our time is up. In fact, it's over 15 minutes, and I'm going to do part two next week. I'll go ahead and record it now because I'll be coming back from Africa, from West Africa, next week when episode 165 releases. Was this helpful? Was it helpful? I'm getting questions from and comments from parents lately, and thank you. I really want to hear from you. If you have any further questions, if you need clarification on any of this that we're talking about in these episodes, tell your friends about the Athletic Scholarship Podcast too, as well. Share this with somebody. I'm trying to see if we can get up and double the number of listeners that I have right now, and you can help me do that. It's great by word of mouth. All you got to do is forward the link, and people can listen. Others need the same information that you need. If you need to get a hold of me, it's John, J-O-N, at recruitme.com. And that's 16 minutes that will change your scholarship future. Next week, more truths about recruiting that will transform your results. I'll talk to you then.